And here at home, news of the conflict in the Middle East is a major preoccupation as well. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates visited two Southern California immigrant communities that are watching anxiously the news from home. Here is her report.
In the warmth of the Cedar Cafe in Anaheim, where word has it you can get a good falafel, Basim slouches in a chair. His eyes are intent on an Al Jazeera broadcast on the television hung from the ceiling. As a relative packs a meal to go, Basim points to the screen, which shows wounded being carried away on stretchers.
Breaking news, it's 4 people got killed there, which is in my hometown. Which is, we're not surprised if the whole town get killed. This is nothing new. It's something we expected from Israel. It's normal. Destroy your house, destroy your property, kill you. That's normal.
Basim, who declined to give his last name, says he and his mother, who's visiting from Lebanon, have not been able to check on their family in Ainata. The communications are mostly down, and the homes where his relatives were are now rubble. About an hour north of Anaheim, in the Los Angeles suburb of Encino, the scene is very different. Lunch is in full swing at the Aroma Cafe, a popular gathering spot for Israeli emigres. You'll find falafel on the menu there, too. CNN is on the TV in the air conditioned inside. Outside, tanned Israelis in casual dress sit on the shaded patio. Like Basim, David Crispell has been watching the news. Most of his family is back in Israel.
Most of my family is in the north. So every sister is in one of the shelled places in one of the towns that are being bombarded right now.
His luncheon companion, Ree Trudelis, says it's an anxious time for Israelis living in the U.S. But, he says, all Israelis are willing to tolerate this discomfort and anxiety with this latest clash in Lebanon if it means ridding the country of Hezbollah.
You know, when you have a cancer and you go to operation, you don't leave any parts that will develop later on. So even though the procedure might take longer, or maybe it's a little more dangerous, but at least you know you get rid of it once and for all, and that's it. That's the attitude that they have over there.
Up the street at Super Sal's, an Israeli grocery, Limor Fence says Israelis' usual fear of explosions is tempered with something else this time.
With all the fear, we are more happy that something happened, because it took so long, it was a silent war. And now, like, all the world can see what's going on there.
Youssef Abdu is Palestinian, and he's the owner of the Olive Cafe in Anaheim. He says everyone who comes in is concerned about his Lebanese patrons.
Well, I mean, they feel so bad about their families back home. I mean, one guy, his kids are stuck in Lebanon. His wife is in London. She can't go to Lebanon. He can't go to Lebanon.
Next door, Fayed Youssef is getting reports from his son, who's stuck in Beirut. He worries that no one's stepping in to save his country before it's totally destroyed.
We're supposed to have 1.5 or 2 million tourists in Lebanon. All the hotels was reserved. Why now in the summertime? The poor people, they pay the price. The politician must stand now, the whole world must stand now and go over there and take care of that beautiful country, Swiss of the Middle East.
Ray Said, editor-in-chief of The Arab World, a local newspaper, says the bombings have united a country that has, in the past, been torn by sectarian violence.
You know, Lebanon was in civil war for a long time. Christians and Muslims and this and that. And, you know, it makes you feel very good that you see all the churches, all the schools and the Christian sectors, it's open for refugees coming from the southern of Lebanon, which is, you know, they say that it's, you know, the Hezbollah area.
Back in Encino, Limor Fent says she understands the Lebanese yearning for an intact country. She remembers when it felt that way in Israel.
I come from a generation that had some peace in Israel, that we didn't lock the doors when we went to sleep, and we could go down and play, and we went on buses, and the parents weren't worried about what we were doing. So this generation missed those days, you know, they want it back.
That seems to be a universal wish among both Lebanese and Israelis. They differ in how it should be achieved. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And you can find full coverage of the fighting in Lebanon, plus photos of Jackie Northam's tour of the southern suburbs of Beirut at our website, npr.org.